283, Simon Kuf Yud Dalad. Today will be on Vav. So everybody try to put everything all together, so to speak. So yesterday we learned that in the winter months, if you didn't say, again, we're in the second Bracha Shemin Esrei, so if a person didn't say, Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, you have to repeat Shemin Esrei. Discuss why, first three brachas are one unit, so on and so forth. Now the important thing though, or one of the important things is, but if a person said what Minhag Sfard or the Vilna Gaon says in the summer, in other words, you didn't say nothing, rather you said Morid Atal, which again, according to the Machaber or according to the Vilna Gaon, that's what you say in the summer months. So you said Morid Atal, so then, and you said that in the winter, and you didn't say Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, said Morid Atal, instead, you would not have to repeat Shemin Esrei. We saw the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why. Because the first three brachos of Shemin Esrei are about giving shevach, praising Hashem. So you did. You did. Okay, it wasn't exactly right, but you praise Hashem. So now, look at Vav. B'medvam right, amurim. Is that what it was? No, excuse me, we did that. We did that, I'm sorry. We did that. Page 284, excuse me. Zion. B'chol makom she'anu omrim chozer lebracha shetaba. We said that if a person makes a mistake on a bracha, so for example, in our case, let's say, person didn't say Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, or they said Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem in the summertime. So what do you have to do? You have to go back. As long as you didn't make the bracha yet, you have to go back. And either nothing or more at all. And you have to go back. So when you say you have to go back, that's Hani Mili Shita B'Shogeit. It was a mistake. Made a mistake. Avo B'Mezid. But if you intended, in other words, if you knew, not that you were off in automatic pilot land, but rather you knew it's the summer, and you said Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem anyways. The winter thing. So if you on purpose did that, avo b'mezid miskaven, if you did that on purpose with intent, chos l'rosh, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemin Esrei. Again, so the Be'er Halacha discussed this also. We saw this by talking. Right? You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shemin Esrei. So if you recall, we had a similar idea by talking. That if you talk, you just made a mistake, I don't know, whatever, you blurted out something or whatever, that's one thing. So then you just go back to the beginning of whatever bracha you're in the middle of. But if you did it on purpose, you meant to have a shmooze with somebody, whatever that means, so then you'd have to go back to the beginning of Shemin Esrei. So it's a similar idea here. In other words, you, so to speak, interrupted in the middle of Shemin Esrei. So in most cases, we say it was a mistake, right? You didn't mean to mess up Shemin Esrei. It's just, whatever, you were on automatic pilot, you weren't, unfortunately. So you made a mistake. As long as you didn't say the next bracha, so you go back. Fine, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemin Esrei, just go back to wherever you were up to, that bracha. But, similar to speaking, if your intent was to make a mistake, now I don't know why a person would do this, but you never know. So then you have to repeat, go back to the beginning of Shemin Esrei. Okay, here's the halacha that you're probably familiar with. Ches. B'yamos ha'chama, in the summer months. Im nistapek im hizkir morid ha'gashem olo. You're not sure. Maybe you're in doubt. You're not sure. Maybe you said Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, which is a big mistake, right? It's the summer. You don't say Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, but you're not sure. Maybe you did. And we said, if you did, that's a big mistake. You have to repeat Shemin Esrei. Or go back and fix it before the bracha, whatever. So the halacha is, ad lamed yom becheskas shehizkir hagashem v'tzarach lachzor. If it's within 30 days of the changeover, in other words, 30 days of the beginning of Pesach, right? We said we stopped saying Mashiv Baruch Hu Melech Hashem on the first day of Pesach and Musaf. So again, within 30 days of that, close to Lag Bomer, right? Around that time, a little before that. So then, if it's within 30 days, we assume that you were on automatic pilot, meaning old habit, and we assume you said it, Therefore, you would have to take appropriate action. If you're already past Brachat Hashem Achayim Esim, you'd have to stop, go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. We assume that's you're in your hergel, you're in your regular habit, and you haven't switched over your habit yet within the first 30 days. Now again, bear this in mind. This is very important. So the Mechaber is saying first 30 days. It takes 30 days to switch over. It's not so simple what that means, but we'll see. The Rama says, V'yadin l'didan, the same thing applies to us, Ashkenazim. What? The emas kirin al hach, al, excuse me, the emas kirin tal b'yomos hachama. Okay, now what did we learn yesterday? So Ashkenazim, in the summer months, they don't say anything in the second. Atagibur lo ma'ashem ha'chaim esim atoroshia, mechal kachaim chesed. The Mechaber says, you say, Atagibur lo ma'ashem ha'chaim esim atoroshia, morir ha'tal. Right? So now, the issue is, according to the Mechaber, you have a leg up, as we mentioned yesterday or the day before. Because let's say in the winter months, let's say it's just after Sukkot, just started saying Mashiv Baruch Hu Melagashem. You're not sure if you said Mashiv Baruch Hu Melagashem. So according to the Mechaber doesn't discuss that case. Why? Because no problem. It's not a problem. Because let's say you're in your old habit, you're in the summer mode, and it's winter already. So what could you have said? Morid Atal. So we learned yesterday that if in the winter you're supposed to say Mashiv Baruch Hu Melagashem, but if you said Morid Atal, you still praised Hashem, so you shouldn't have done that, but you're Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei anyways. So now, it works out interesting. According to the Mechaber, Mechaber only brings down the case that if in the summer you're not sure, in the summer you're not sure, maybe you said Mashiv Baruch Hu Melagashem, right? He doesn't discuss the other way, right? He doesn't discuss, how about if in the winter I'm not sure if I said Morid Atal. Why? Because they said Morid Atal, it's okay. The only problem is, according to Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, that you say nothing there. So then we're going to have the mirror image, meaning that how about im nistapek lo im amar morir hagashem b'yomos hagashamim, if you're not sure in the winter. Now this is only a problem if you go according to the Ramah. If you're not sure in the winter, if you said Mashiv Baruch Hu Melagashem. Well, if you go according to the Mechaber, according to the Vilna Gaon, you said Morir Atal, no problem. But if you go according to the Ramah, you said nothing. If you're in your summer mode. But it's wintertime. Said nothing. You didn't praise Hashem. Destroy your Shemoneh Esrei. So Kol Amid Yom. So again, if it's 30 days after Sukkot, right, after Shemini Atzeres, the same Devadai Amar Shkamosha Ragil. So it's we're sure that you said like your habit was. What's your habit? You're in summertime mode. You didn't say anything. You didn't say Morir Atal. You didn't say Mashiv Baruch Hu Melagashem. You said summertime Shemoneh Esrei. So Harei Lo Hizkir Lo Tal Velo Gashem. You didn't say anything. Right? According to the Ramah's custom. You didn't say Tal. You didn't say Gashem. So then, la acher la midyo mein rechozer. And after 30 days, you don't have to repeat.
But in order to do this, you know, if you say the first day,
Hold on. So okay. So that's what so basically it works out the same according to everybody, right? That is, if you make a change in your Shemoneh Esrei that would, for whatever reason, destroy your Shemoneh Esrei. So then, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Now, we're running out of time, but let's do tests. This is what I want to get to. Then we'll ask some questions and leave you hanging. Next page. B'yom Rishon Shel Pesach, from the first day of Pesach. Right? First day of Pesach. Omer, Birchas Ata Gibor Ad Morir Atal, Tzadi Pamim Keneged Lamed Yom, Shomer Oso Gimel Pamim Kol Yom. If on the first day of Pesach, right? First day of Pesach, you said, Ata Gibor Lama Shem Achaim Eisim Ata Rosh Yom Moriah Tal Mechal Kalaim Mechaseh. And we'll see what you have to say. And you did that, the Mechaber says, 90 times. What's the 90? The 90 is because we said it takes 30 days to switch over. daven 3 times a day. Take out your calculators, right? So it's 90. So now, let's say if I artificially daven for 30 days, meaning I made that change, I said very good. Right, this is according to the Machabi. They say Mori Ratal. And you said it 90 times. So then, Misham Ve'elach, Im Eino Zocher, so that from then on, it's just the first day you made the change. But you sat down or stood up or danced and had a niggin or whatever you did, and you repeated over and over and over again the new way 90 times. So now, if you're not sure, B'chol Yom Misham Ve'elach, Im Eino Zocher, if you don't remember, Im Hiskir Gashem, Harei Hu Becheskas Shlo Hiskir. So now we assume you retooled your mind, and you're in a chazok, you have a status that you didn't say it, did not say it. Ve'en Tzarech Lachzor, you don't have to repeat. And we're going to see the Ramah. The Ramah is obviously going to say the same thing applies the other way, right? If in the winter, right, you're worried about you didn't say anything, so you not worried at all. So you want to say Mashiv Rokum the Gashem. So you could now, but wait, let me ask you something. Machaber said in Ches that it takes 30 days. A month. Right? The Machaber in Tes is saying, so if you did it 90 times, you have mentally retooled yourself. Wait a second. What is it? Is it 30 days or is it 90 times? Because I pulled the wool over your eyes, right? Because exactly, very good. So you could tell he went to school with me. All right, because in a 30-day span, you're going to have at least 5 days, right? You have 4 Shabbosim and a Rosh Chodesh, at least one day Rosh Chodesh thrown in there, where you have 4 tefillas, right? You have 4 tefillas. It's not 90 times.
Right.
It's more than that. Because if you're talking about Mashiv Rokum Ragash, we're not talking about Saint Talmud Matav Rokum, right? Which is a different change, right? But the Machaber is now saying it takes 30 days. And then he says, which is 90 times. Doesn't add up. Okay. So however you're going to answer that, then you have to answer another question. You say it's 30 days. It's 30 days. What happens, Chas v'Shalom, somebody was sick during one of the first 30 days? So they didn't daven, let's say, 1 tefillah, 2 tefillahs, whatever it is. So what will happen? So for that person, for us, it's day 31. For him, it's day, 29. So what are you going to say? So for the guy who had perfect attendance, he's not sure if he said, Mashiv Rokum HaGashem, or if he didn't. He doesn't have to repeat. But the guy, it's 30 days later, but not 30 days of tefillah for him. He's sick a day, legitimately, right? Or whatever. Now I'm talking about a bum. Legitimately, he didn't have to daven. So then what? He goes another day? Right? Okay. Kept you longer, but I thought the questions were good.